Looking for a wholesome and adventuresome vacation idea for your family? Join Worldview Academy's Bill Jack at Latigo Ranch during the week of September 25th. It's a perfect western vacation with mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. We've got special rates for this exclusive homeschool week. Kids who are under 13 will take 50% off their already reduced prices. Latigo Ranch is where you want to be. LaticoTrails.com or call 800-227-9655.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned, my dad and Generations is next.
Warning, this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm a father of five, and we have a studio audience today. Emily, Daniel, my children, and Dave's son, Derek, in studio with us. Thanks, guys, for joining us. I am a father of five, and I'm not teaching my children their cosmic dust. Now, I know a lot of folks out there are teaching their children. You are cosmic dust. You have evolved out of the primordial slime, and I'm not really sure there's a purpose for life in a naturalistic world. Well, that's what I am not teaching my children. But I was reading a National Geographic article several months ago, and the cover of this magazine had the questions, could evolution be wrong? Now you turn the page, and in three-inch font, the answer is no. No, it cannot be wrong. You know, Dave, the faith of these men boggles the mind. They just simply cannot imagine the possibility that evolution could be wrong.
Well, the faith to believe evolution, going when they understand the mathematical probabilities, when they don't have a single mechanism to go from single-celled to multi-celled, from adding DNA and actually doing it well, they can't come up with the first cell, they can't come up with the second cell, they can't move organism to organism. What kind of faith does that take to believe that?
There is no evidence. There is no repeatable, observable evidence on any particular mechanism, natural selection, or any of the others. What's punctuated equilibrium?
Punctuated equilibrium goes like this. Once upon a time, a frog became a prince.
Sounds like creation to me. Well, anyway, the most dogmatic faith, I think, taught in the classrooms today, because faith is taught, but the most dogmatic of all of the faith issues, the orthodox faith taught in classrooms today, is evolution. I've seen it in public school math books, Dave. It's everywhere, even in the math books. People tell me, you know, math is neutral. Math's always neutral. Well, math is not neutral for a number of reasons, but when it comes to evolution, it's taught everywhere. It's taught with the most conviction, the most insistence, not just in our schools, but television. Have you ever watched a science program, on any of the programs, National Geographic, Discovery, any of those, where they have mentioned creation? It's always evolution.
Well, the only time you'll hear creation mentioned is usually in a mocking tone on a PBS special or something like that.
What a bunch of jokers. And you know what? It's the house of cards. If there is any representation of that fairy tale, The Emperor's New Clothes. Remember The Emperor's New Clothes, where these guys put together the most amazing sales job for the emperor, who, of course, is without clothes. If there was ever an example of that, we find it in evolution.
Well, it turns out that evolution is more analogous to a fairy tale than to science. When we say billions of billions of years, substitute the words once upon a time. Punctuated equilibrium, it is literally one day a frog turning into a prince. These are all fairy tales, and there is no scientific basis, no real science to undergird it.
Well, today we are going back into the classroom with Professor, yes, Professor Hubris is back on Generations. We listened in on a little discussion between a young student and his professor, Professor Hugh Briss, in a college biology class, and here's what we heard. Coming up next on Generations. We want to thank Fast Track Steel Buildings for sponsoring Generations today. If your church or school is looking to expand, call Fast Track at 303-797-0991. They have buildings perfect for churches, gymnasiums, agricultural barns, riding arenas, and more. Call for a free brochure, 303-797-0991, and get your project started on the right track with Fast Track. 303-797-0991. Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month. Yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2 and the word others, or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
Hey, Dad, how's your relationship with your son? Again and again on this program, we have lamented the war against boys and the extinction of fathers, but now we are fixing the problem. Christian Home Educators of Colorado is sponsoring our second father-son retreat in the Colorado Rockies. Join Vision Forum's Doug Phillips and Richard Little Bear Wheeler this August for a great time of fathers and sons renewing a vision and building relationships. Sign up now at 877-842-CHECK or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org.
We're back with Generations. This is Kevin Swanson, and we're in a college classroom with Professor Hugh Briss, and we're just going to listen in on what's going on here.
Excuse me, sir. I wanted to follow up on something you said. You said that evolution is a fact, and only a fool would deny it. So may I ask a question, sir?
Of course you can.
I've always sort of wondered, how can you tell that a rock is 5 billion years old?
Oh, that's easy. We use radiometric U-238 dating.
And how does that work?
You just look at the amount of the daughter element lead in an artifact bearing the parent element U-238.
But who's to say that the lead came from radioactive decay?
I do, and I should know. I'm a scientist.
Oh, you sound pretty sure of yourself. Aren't you assuming that?
Besides, as I was saying before you interrupted me, you can tell the age of the geologic strata by the fossils we find in the strata.
How do you know how old the fossils are?
By the age of the geologic strata.
Sounds a little circular to me. But I guess what's really bugging me is, how does evolution happen? I mean, how does a piece of dirt turn into me?
What happened to you, son? Did you miss out on high school biology? over billions and billions of years, through millions and millions of tiny mutations, by a mechanism that we call natural selection, higher forms eventually evolve.
I assume you have at least repeated this in a laboratory.
Well, no. But we have a fossil record that bears all this out.
Oh, so you have millions and millions of fossils indicating millions and millions of tiny mutations.
Well, no. But what is so beautiful about the fossil record is that lower forms are laid down in the lower layers, and the higher forms are laid out in the higher layers.
And how did they get there?
Well, fossils are captured under cataclysmic conditions like volcanoes and floods.
Oh, a flood?
But it was something like a whole bunch of floods. They were neatly spaced into geologic ages, and they laid down this beautiful fossil record.
So you mean the geological ages that you scientists have come up with?
Yes, now you're getting it.
Right, a whole bunch of localized floods that just laid down these fossils neatly spaced by a couple of billion years. But here's what's killing me. Why did these floods miss so many of the transitional forms? The missing links?
Regrettably, there is very little what we might classify as transitional forms.
So there's no mechanism?
We are all here, so there must be a mechanism, boy.
So exactly. Why do I have to believe in evolution?
Listen, punk! I'm your biology teacher. I have a PhD from Harvard. I know these things, and you need to believe me, your professor, Professor Hugh Briss. Excuse me, class. I shouldn't have blown up like that. I should have maintained scientific detachment.
Let me get this straight. You are presenting yourself to me as some kind of epistemological authority, sort of like God? And I'm supposed to believe in you?
I know these things can be hard to understand, to envision, yes, even to believe.
Well, I've always wondered how a whole heart evolves all at once.
It's very possible that evolutionary changes happen through punctuated equilibrium. Punctuated equilibrium are bursts of creative energy that radically increases the complexity of the organism almost overnight.
Bursts of creative energy? Creative energy? Is there a creator involved in creative energy?
I didn't say that. You said that.
I'm just asking the question. I'm just having a hard time swallowing this evolution story. If reproduction, quantity, and ease favors a species, why would we ever evolve past cell division to something as complex as genitalia? How in the world am I supposed to believe that disorder became order, the inorganic became organic, the unintelligent became intelligent, the amoral became moral, and it just sort of happened? All of this is just a challenge to my rationality.
Well, I've been able to overcome it by reading lots and lots of scientific journals.
Exactly how much faith does it take to believe something that contradicts our experience? How can you be so dogmatic about something so tenuous? Why do you cling to this stuff with such incorrigible faith?
I'll admit that at some level, faith is one of the factors, perhaps even a consideration.
But aren't you assuming an awful lot? First of all, you're assuming that uniformitarianism in your fossil records and your dating methods. Second, you're assuming starting conditions. Third, you're assuming there could not be God who created the world with the appearance of age. And fourthly, you're assuming that God must not exist?
Whoa, now all of us take some set of assumptions.
That's true, but not everybody's worldview is as shot through with the contradictions as yours.
How can you say that?
Well, are you primordial slime? And roughly how advanced shall primordial slime be before I should start believing what he teaches in a college classroom?
I resemble that remark. I mean, I resent that remark.
Your worldview obviously doesn't involve God. Then why should I consider these things as true or false? What is true or false in a universe of chemical processes? Moreover, you talk about your wife, and I suppose...
Thank you, Professor Hubris, and some kid in a university classroom. A little presentation for you on generations. We like to present apologetics in this way so that you can see how the arguments go. Dave, I think a few observations here. First, critique is so easy on this issue of evolution, and yet it seems to me that a lot of scientists have a hard time challenging the orthodoxy.
Well, because they have a divided heart. If you're going to be a scientist and you challenge the orthodoxy, you will lose your university position. You will certainly never get published in a scientific journal, and you'll be relegated to being on your own. And very few scientists can actually pull that off.
And recently, a publisher of a scientific journal issued an article from an intelligent design guy, and he got in trouble. He's about to lose his job over the issue. So it's dangerous, challenging the orthodoxy of evolution.
This isn't anything new. Dr. Gentry has been doing research into coal formations for many years, but he also did research in polonium halos. And he looked at polonium halos, and he found that the granites most likely were formed instantaneously because the radioactive decaying particles, which appear for only a microsecond, are frozen in these halos. He lost his job for doing the most incredible research that's been done in geology for years.
Right. And, you know, hubris just exploded at one point. That's not unusual, Dave. When I've been in debates where these scientists will explode in cursing and defensive mechanisms, pulling rank on you, this is not unusual, is it, in terms of the what happens in college, what happens in the debate?
Well, you're challenging not just a scientific theory. You're challenging an entire worldview. You're challenging their whole teleology, their whole reason for living, their whole religion, let's call it. Their whole religion is going down if you can knock and chip away at evolution.
And, you know, I think a lot of evolutionists, a lot of scientists have a hard time understanding their own presuppositions. They don't know what they came in with. You mentioned worldview. Worldview is a network of presuppositions that already exist before they start analyzing the data. They've got a presuppositional framework, and yet they're not aware of it, are they?
Well, they may or may not be, but the main part of their presupposition is there is no God. And when there is a God, see, they get very angry because that God is, you know, going to be a holy God, is going to hold them to certain standards of behavior, thought, and life, and practice. They don't like that. They get very angry when some God comes in there and tells them how to live. They don't like a universal ethic.
And the most powerful presupposition of all that works in their framework is the presupposition that God doesn't exist, and or God cannot involve himself in his creation, or God cannot establish a world with the appearance of age. God cannot do an awful lot of things if these scientists are going to be scientists, or scientists are going to be God, would probably be the better way to put it. But in the end, you have an evolutionary theory that is entirely based on faith, and you've got a mechanism that does not exist, and that basically undermines the entire theory. So it's no longer a theory. It's a theory wannabe. It's hardly a hypothesis. And in the end, you've got a faith system.
You know, it's not even a hypothesis. It's a fairy tale. It is a fairy tale because it lacks any scientific, what we'd call classical science, any of the pillars of scientific credibility. It is not repeatable. They can't repeat a single link in the chain. They can't change DNA from one to another. And don't give me pepper moths, because pepper moths started out as pepper moths and they ended as pepper moths, and the white moth turning to black moth, that was all a fraud anyway for the photographer. They haven't been able to repeat a single thing. They haven't been able to observe it in a lab, in nature, anywhere. And they certainly can't verify it. What do they have? They have fossils in rocks, but we get this idea that the strata are the same all the way around the world, and that's just not true. And if we find in local floods where there has been a rapid laying down of mud and layers form very, very rapidly, we find that the fossils sort themselves out by size and density, and the simpler ones are at the bottom and the more complex ones are at the top. And things like birds, of course, are at the top. Why? Because birds can fly over the flood before they get trapped.
So what we observe is not happening over billions of years. It happens in just about 3 weeks or whatever it is. The fossilization happens quickly. We've seen that in our experience. The bottom line here is that evolution is the biggest fraud ever foisted upon the American people. Dave, in the end, it undermines science, too.
Well, science has been completely lost. There's been a multi-billion dollar, probably $100 billion sales job throughout the world, but particularly in the United States and in Europe, to sell people on this idea because it is so irrational And the more irrational an idea, of course, the better the sales job. If you go to a museum, you'll find some of the best art created in the last century of these half-man, half-ape things that never existed, and no one can ever find them. You can take a pig's tooth and create a whole society out of a pig's tooth. That's where we're at today, Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the front lines of the worldview war today. We are talking about nuclear strength apologetics, what it takes to express our faith on a worldview level. And you can see that we will make a difference. I hope you've learned something today on Generations. We'll be back in just a moment with some resources for you. Stay tuned.
This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
You know, the Bible says you should be ready to give an answer to every man who asks a reason for the hope that is within you. And that's what we want to do on this program. This is Generations. We are on the front lines of the worldview war. One of the best resources I know of to help you in defending the faith is the book by Greg Bahnsen. It's called Always Ready by Dr. Greg Bahnsen. You can get this book at our resource center. Just go online to checkbooks.com, that's checkbooks.com, and click on apologetics. That's checkbooks.com on the web, or call 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK. You can interact with this program by emailing me personally at kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. You can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. That's kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in, and that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Hey, Dad, how's your relationship with your son? Again and again on this program, we have lamented the war against boys and the extinction of fathers, but now we are fixing the problem. Christian Home Educators of Colorado is sponsoring our second father-son retreat in the Colorado Rockies. Join Vision Forum's Doug Phillips and Richard Little Bear Wheeler this August for a great time of fathers and sons renewing a vision and building relationships. Sign up now at 877-842-CHECK or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
Don't let the blazing summer heat get to you while you're driving. Let Academy Car Care and Repair keep your air conditioner operating at its capacity. At Academy Car Care and Repair, they can service all makes and models. Why not depend on a repair facility that has provided service with honesty and integrity for over 10 years? And as always, they offer a 10% discount to all military. Academy Car Care and Repair, at the corner of Academy and LaSalle.
The reason I bring my family to Reformation Church is because of the strong preaching of the Word. Every week is and has been very insightful into the depths and riches of God's Word. I'm actually challenged again to grow deeper in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Reformation is also body believers who are warm, loving, and committed to the truth and to one another. It's a unique body of people who are very willing to stand up for their convictions. A group where the men of the congregation are actually leading their families, not perfectly, but truly are giving their best efforts to be true to what God has called them to as men. The elders are loving and care about the people and show their love in many ways.
Thanks, Tim. Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays, building strong families, a close community, and a generational reformation. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.